Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Montenegro aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. In addition, I would like to emphasize certain points in my national capacity. Montenegro is firmly committed to the implementation of CCW and its protocols, and it is a strong proponent of their universalization. These international instruments are recognized as one of the cornerstones of international disarmament and international humanitarian law. We believe that they are essential in our collective efforts to limit or prohibit the use of specific weapons that cause inhuman suffering of civilians and combatants. Taking into account the security, humanitarian, and socio-economic impacts that conventional weapons have in the world today, we should continue our joint efforts towards greater adherence to the CCW and its protocols, with the goal of universalization kept as high priority. We call on all states that have not yet done so to join and to adhere to CCW and its protocols. Mr. President, CCW and its protocol represent a unique and valuable forum for exchange of military, legal, and humanitarian perspectives on the use of certain conventional weapons and addressing current and future trends in weapons development. In that regard, we support the work of government experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems and the openness to discuss differences in use on mines other than anti-personnel mines. We also advocate for inclusion of UN Security Council Resolution 1325 and UN Agenda 2030 in future deliberation within CCW framework. Mr. President, Montenegro has developed appropriate legislative framework and constantly works in improving its capacities to meet the obligations arising from the CCW and its protocols. Please let me remind you that in accordance with Protocol 2, forbidden devices and mines are not in use. My country has also taken necessary measures concerning the safe storage, transfer, and destruction of devices that do not meet the highest standards. We have joined Protocol 5 in 2016, and we have been carrying out activities in compliance with the aims and principles set out in these instruments even before that. We are concerned by the reports of the use of incendiary weapons against civilians or civilian objects, and I would like to use this opportunity to underscore the importance of universalization and full implementation of Protocol 3. Mr. Chairman, the continuing financial difficulties raise deep concerns about the effective operation of the Convention and the Implementation Support Unit. We call all states to respect their financial obligations arising from CCW in full and on time. In the end, we would like to express our appreciation to the valuable inputs of the civil society, NGOs, academia and industry to the work of CCW and to their fruitful cooperation with the contracting parties. I thank you for your attention.